Welcome to Sound Falls, everyone. Where you never know what may go down. In the historic barn of the Carnation Tree Farm. Really glad to see all of you tonight, and literally every one of you. This is a great cause, supporting local artists and the development of creativity in the valley, and also celebrating the 100th year of the barn, which we've been doing all year. And also tonight you're helping to support Washington Women in Need and the YWCA. So I always think it's good to think of other people now and then, and we're going to be starting to support more organizations from here on out. Don't you think it's good to think of other people, Byron?
I sure do.
You know, sometimes I think you think you're the center of the world.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think sometimes you think you're the center of the world.
Well, I think that even though you think that I think I'm the center of the world, I think that you think you're the center of the world.
Well, you think you're the center of the world. Yeah, I think I'm the center of the world. But in our hearts, we know we're wrong. God made the sparrow center of the world. God made the sparrow humble and strong. He made its life so it moves along. The sparrow's life is to suffer and toil. God made the sparrow center of the world. Well, if you're a lover, then you live to please. And if you're a mother, then you love with ease. But if you're in trouble, you get down on your knees. And if the sparrow falls, the Lord will see. God made the sparrow humble and strong. You are the center of the world. I think I'm the center of the world. God made the sparrow center of the world. Well, you think you're the center of the world. I think I'm the center of the world. But in our hearts we know we're wrong. God made the sparrow center of the world. I'd also like to say thanks to the women who were up here drumming. That was an awesome experience. Quite spontaneous. Yeah. So fantastic. Thank you, everyone. And thanks to Lee Grumman for leading that group. You know, Lee is owner of Miller's in town here. And Lee, are you nearby? You had some announcements to make. While she comes on up, I'd like to name the women in the drum circle. We had Sarah Blum, Carol Olivier, Patty Nelson Burdick, Stacy Powell. Come on up, Lee. Linda Jean Shepherd, Lee Grumman, Jules Hughes, Kayla Russell, Hannah Russell. Am I leaving anybody out? And and myself. Thanks.
Just a couple of real quick announcements. Thank you for letting me do this. Some of you may have heard that we had a one-woman show called Zelda, performed by a Snoqualmie actress, Denise Paulette, and it was really fabulous. That was in the middle of March. We're bringing her back for one night a week from tonight. So the show's at 8 o'clock. Those of us who saw her will be going again. We really enjoyed it, and I want to let you know and highly recommend you turn out. Tickets are $12.50. If you really can't afford that, she's totally open with other folks coming, you know, just paying what you can. And then the other thing is Mike Ward has organized a showing of 6 documentaries that he'll start next Friday, April 8th. We'll be showing those at Miller's, and the documentaries will be, there'll be 6 altogether. They'll include the 5 documentaries that were nominated for Best Documentary. That's the last time I'm going to say that word. And then the 6th one is Waiting for Superman. And what's really cool about what Mike's doing, and if you don't know it, he runs a website that's shouldiseeit.net. So he reviews all the movies that are out, and he writes a column in the River Current News. And so he's also organizing to get local folks who have various kinds of expertise to actually be there and discuss and answer questions about things like, things related to the movie Inside Job and Gasland, and he'll have artists there to talk with us about some of the other movies that are in there, graffiti artists and stuff like that. I don't know if you guys are familiar with these movies, but they're all wonderful, and I hope you can come. And it's every Friday except May 13th. Is the one Friday? I thought there was a Friday in April we couldn't do. Okay, so it's every Friday except May 13th until all of them are done. Okay, thank you for listening.
If you're like me and like goat yogurt and honey and walnuts and cranberries and think about goat products often, what better place to get some more goat products into your life than to come on down to Miller's on Main? Miller's on Main has all kinds of goat products, goat soaps, and goat soaps. They have all kinds of things, by golly, from the kitchen spoon, they may even carry dulcimer at some point, from metal toys of yesteryear that you wind up and play with in a bathtub. It's your own. Be careful with those. And to fine linens and many candles, which you can illuminate your darker days with. That's right, Miller's on Main. It says Lee's Overalls on the side, even though it's Lee Grumman who operates the place. But you can just ask for Lee, see if she has any overalls. And overall, of course, it is a fine place. So why don't you drop on to Lee's Miller's on Main. As is tradition here at Sound Falls, we have a young artist with us tonight, and he's going to start off on his own and then be accompanied. So join us in several pieces. This is Rowan Gallagher on piano. to join Rowan, we've got his dad on guitar here, John, and Cat Cook to back him up on the vocals and maybe sing some solo parts. I guess you guys are alternating the melody back and forth. So I'll let them go, and Martin will maybe have some things to ask him after the next song or so. So, do you have a name for your group other than Rowan, John, and Cat?
Where is band? Hi, I'm Dad. We're just backing him up tonight. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me
on
a
side of a hill in the deep forest green.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Washes a grave with silvery tears.
Between salt water
a soldier
and the sea
cleans and polishes a gun.
Then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in sickle
of
lemon. War bellows
blazing in scarlet battalions.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. And gather it up
and to
in
fight for
shoulders.
They've long ago forgotten.
Then she'll be a true love of mine.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Remember me to the one who lives there. She once was a true love of
I want to ask Rowan how long he's been playing piano because, I just want you to know Rowan's an old friend of ours. We've known him since he's really tiny, and I'm so excited to hear him playing piano. You want to tell us when you started? And
I started when I was five, and this is my sixth year of doing piano classes. I started out with Music Garden, which is a program that teaches by ear, and I'm now starting to learn how to read music.
Well, we're really glad you could join us, Rowan. Thanks a lot. Let's give him a hand.
Now we have Marin, who will join us on drums. And maybe the very first time you've heard a Bruce Springsteen song here at Sound Falls. And it might be the last. Just don't know. Thank you.
shine through. So keep me in your heart tonight. I'll save my love for you. So turn up your radio, darling, dialing me close. We're riding on the airwaves and we're traveling coast to coast. Through the river and highway, your voice comes clear and true. And though we're far apart tonight, I swear my love for you. Holding your arms, the doubts won't break us. If we open up our hearts, love won't forsake us.
And Rowan.
How's it going, Byron?
Oh, it's going well, Martin. How are you?
I'm mighty fine, thank you. Are you staying warm?
Yes, I think you're...
How about everybody else out there? There's some blankets up here. If you want to send someone on forward, there's two big blankets that could cover a couple of rows. Also, if you want to know, there's restrooms up there. There's a restroom up there, and there's a restroom down on the main level and around the corner, that lower level of the barn. And
we could cover the entire audience with a giant quilt.
Also, just keep in mind, the closer you sit to someone, the warmer you get.
So we have a great show tonight. You just heard... the great Rowan on piano. It's wonderful to hear him. We did know that again, right? Wonderful to hear Rowan up there. And Pat and John, of course, as well. Just because, you know, it is, I think it's just one of the things we started when we really started thinking about Sound Falls, what to do, why even do it, is we think that, you know, we all have talents, right? And we sometimes just need a venue. Doesn't have to be singing, can be speaking, can be tap dancing, if anyone tap dances out there. We haven't had a tap dancer yet. We've had a whistler. The whistler will be back, probably next show in June. And the drumming, whatever you have a passion for, this is a great place for it. And it's just wonderful to see the community, people down the block that you might not know what they have to share. That's why we're up here doing this. So we have a great show. We have Raleigh's going to get ready here. I'm going to talk about a few local establishments again while he's setting up, and I have your cord right here. And of course, after that we have Gene Mann and Bill Corral. Bill has been in Sound Falls before. Here you go. And after a break, which will be very short, we'll hear some more drumming. I'm going to tell a little bit of a story. It happened 15 years ago this week, and then Claudia Schmidt. And I'll tell you, we sat here during her warm-up mic check. Pretty stunning. Pretty stunning. She's been on Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor. But before we go there, why not relax, right, at the Valley View Massage? You might not be able to see the mountains from your face down position. You might not have much of a view other than what's going on in your little cerebral cortex as it goes from red, orange, green, blue, indigo to violet and fades away. So why not relax at the Valley View Massage, the mountain, that's not the Valley View, it's the Mountain View Massage. Why not relax at the Mountain View Massage? You might not be able to see a mountain when you're face down. The Mountain View Massage in the valley, where you can see neither when you're face down on the massage table. Of course. That just leads me to the next thing, to say again, if you're like me and have trouble making up your mind, don't know if you need a little salt or a little pepper to season your morning eggs, don't know if you need more like milk or cream or maybe half and half is your style to put in the morning coffee. Well, if you're like that, why not head on over to Valley Mullet Works for a trim? That's right, Valley Mullet Works, right here in the valley. Doesn't split hairs, they just split the difference. Go to Valley Mullet Works, sign up on the sheet, or just drop in. You can try it today, or of course, as always, you can mull it over for a while. To kind of string that one out, don't you? So, it is spring, and what better season, again, to enjoy books at the library here in town. We've got the new library. It's still fairly new. I would call it new. The cedar on the side isn't graying yet. It's still nice and red. So, we do have another kind of list I always get from the library every time we do a show. And these are some of the most oft-checked-out books at the library here in town. They're all very fine reading. Maybe some of you have them checked out now. I think that maybe a few of these actually need to be returned. So I'll just go down the list here. The first one, of course, is the ever-popular No Nonsense Guide to Creative Thinking. That's right. You have it checked out. 10 Stress-Free Ways to Confront Relaxation. This is always kind of an intriguing one. It just really covers a lot. Eat, Germs, Steal, and Pray. It's contemplations about me and basically everything. Get Real, Why Reality Stars Have Trouble with Reality. Soap on a Rope and Other Ideas That Rock the Western World. Oh, what have we got? The Golden Rhombus. That's right, thank you, geometry days. The Golden Rhombus, The Forgotten Quadrilateral. The kids just love this thing. It's a great read. It helps with core math as well as some advanced concepts. The Golden Rhombus, look for that. If you're going up north on a cruise maybe, or even paddling or something harebrained like that up to Alaska, why not pick up this one called The Odds Are Good, But the Goods Are Odd, A Guide to Alaska Men. I don't know about that. Again, it's kind of wild. And if you like to, thank you very much. It's probably the best one on the list. And here's another one, again, the poets among us, and aren't we all? Finally, a poetry guide to poetry that sometimes rhymes internally. That's very good. Standards of Perfection, Model Trains, and the Men Who Love Them. This one is checked out now. I got word on that. The Wit and Wisdom of Michelle Bachmann. Here's another one. I don't know, it might be a blank notebook. I know a lot of people in marketing, and even if you're not in marketing, you have to be in marketing, right? Because it's the world we live in. So this is, I think this is a winner. I think you're thinking what I'm thinking about next. It's a guide to concise marketing strategies that have worked for me, including this best-selling book, which is now a major motion picture. And as we, again, head into the final throes of the school year, nothing can be more important than the impotence of proofreading. Importance of proofreading. And, of course, this year's blockbuster checkout book, once again, You Can Refuse to Change Your Life. All right, that's it for spring reading. So joining me on stage we have Raleigh Wilson from down the block there, lives in an old house right down there. Built by the same person as ours, Jack Bird. So I'll turn it over to you. He's going to sing a few songs for us here, and welcome.
Thank you. Someday you'll call my name, but I won't answer. Someday you'll reach for me, but I won't be there. For you've grown tired of all the love I gave you. But someday you'll wish that I still cared. All of these years, how I've loved you. Still I know I claim you for my own. But one day you'll call my name, but I won't answer. On that day you'll find yourself alone. When your hair is turned from gold to silver, and your eyes are dimmed by passing years, you remember, darling, what I told you. There'll be no one, no one to dry your tears. Come a time in your life, dear, when you want, you need someone to call your own. But then you'll call my name, but I won't answer. On that day you'll find yourself alone. You'll find yourself alone. Alone, you'll find yourself alone. That was a Hank Williams song that I was very liberal with in some ways. I'm sure he'll forgive me. This is a traditional Irish ballad. I am but a fair maid at market day. She stopped and listened to me play. She whispered of a tale to be told. Maybe you can spin it into gold. She said a blacksmith courted me. Diamonds and better. He fairly won my heart. Wrote me a letter with his hammer in his hand. He looked quite clever. If I was with my love, I'd live forever. But where has my love gone, with his cheeks like roses and a strange curly black hair that I decked with primroses. I'm afraid the scorching sun will shine and burn his beauty. If I was with my love, I'd do my duty. Then she spoke like I wasn't there. She said, strange news has come to town. Strange news is carried. Strange news flies up and down that my love is married. I wish them both much joy, though they can't hear me. May God reward them well for the slighting of me. May God reward them well for the slighting of me. Doesn't he remember when he lay beside me and he said he'd marry me and not deny me? If I said I'd marry him, it was only for to try him. And if he'd bring his witness now, even now, I'd not deny him. Her lips grew pale and wan, it made her poor heart tremble to think that she loved a one and he proved deceitful. Half-child steals my weapons, cold as milk and bright as May. Half-wild gonna be the death of me, thinking about her till I'm old and gray. 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 See the young run into the river, look at them laugh and play. See the young floating down the river, they won't come home. They won't come home till the end of the day. Till the end of the day. Till the end of the day. Come the clouds that's run through the roses, they open up when it starts to rain. Kiss me, girl, we'll both get wet. Maybe that's all that I could claim. all that I could claim. All that I could claim. I'm bold enough to know the way from here. I'm old enough to know how it goes from here. I'm old enough to know where to go from here, but not how it ends. Half wild steals my weapons, cold as milk, bright as May. Half child gonna be the death of me, thinking about her till I'm old and gray. Till I'm old and gray. Till I'm old and gray. Till I'm old and gray.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, no.
He doesn't have any more. Well, where can we go listen to you do more of this, Raleigh?
Well, I hope to come back if you'll have me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Open for you. Yeah. So how about, I've heard you're at open mics.
Yeah, I've kind of been making a roundabout of open mics in Seattle and over here. And actually, some of the better ones are on the east side, really.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
Okay. So. Wow, we have to hear more of you. And then you've been at some events. Was it Jubilee Farm?
Yeah, during pumpkin season, I love to go over and support Eric and Wendy and at Jubilee and play. And I think I'd like to probably go do the Camp Corey. I got your email about the Camp Corey thing.
Yeah, they have a whole, Camp Corey has a
Harvest
a
Festival,
whole
that's what it is,
yeah. Month in September of music and celebration. And also I'd like to mention that Raleigh's father, JD, is here in the audience. But also Byron and I have been playing in a band with JD and didn't even know that there was this connection. It's called the River Winds Band, and we're a lot of brass, wind, and percussion instruments together, performing regularly now. And so check that out, riverwinds.org, I believe. But I'm just really happy that you're here. I knew it was the right thing to have Raleigh here because I walked into the bank one day and I was looking on the wall and I saw his name at the base of a gorgeous painting. And I had just been on the phone with him the day before seeing if he can come play for Sound Falls. And I went in there and I thought, wow, he's so creative. He's looking for venues. This is it. It's meant to be. So, thanks, Raleigh.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, Martin. Bye.
Next up, we've got Gene. Next up, we have Gene Mann, Bill Corral, and their young one here, all full of fur. Yeah.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah, so while you're setting up, we got a little surprise.
If you were like me, that's right, and many of you, I'm sure, are. You plan way ahead, don't you? You're a planner. You think, yes, I have a busy day, but I'm thinking months and months and months and months ahead. I've got a list. I've checked it twice. I'm 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, call it 9 months out. And you're thinking, hey, you know, holidays are near. They're coming up. They're on my list. I've got them checked off pretty soon. What am I going to do for a tree? Well, why not come right back here to Carnation Tree Farm and get a tree for the holiday season? You can put it inside or get one with roots connected to it still, and you can plant it in your yard. Some people collect all trees for all years and have little family tree going outside. It looks like a family portrait from shortest to highest. That's right. Carnation Tree Farm. Visit Roger Thorson, and he'll bag the tree himself. Are you? That's Thorson. The Thorson bag. Bag. So again, we are at the Carnation Tree Farm. If that connection didn't get made earlier, a historic barn. This barn is 100 years old, and Rogers and his family put a lot of work into it over the years, and including the home over there is a historic and a landmark. In fact, a national landmark. This whole farm is. So enjoy it while we're here. Okay. So up now we have Gene Mann and Bill Corral, and they're going to do some singing and have some fun with some instruments we don't see. Maybe every day. Or here every day. Go ahead and see. You're on.
Don't mind the stage dancer there. Stage diver. At least we coordinated our costumes tonight. Sunny. That's Sunny, everybody. He's my road dog. Sometimes doesn't do much in the roadie help, but we love him anyway. So this, I don't know if any of you were in the February show upstairs, but I played this song, and I asked for some audience participation. And I hear that whistling makes you get warmer, so I think you should help with whistling later on in the song, and you'll be able to tell when it comes up. So there's whistling opportunity, and a little later there's a la-la-la opportunity. And it doesn't really matter what you sing, and just whistle. All right? This is Sweet Peas on the Vine. And my good pal Bill here is going to accompany me on this beautiful baritone ukulele. So here we go. Thank you very much. That's a song from my brand new CD that I'm just putting out this month. In fact, we're playing, I guess, mostly songs from the new CD. This next song is called Memory's Dusty Road. And this came about from a big, huge room cleanup project that brought up a lot of family memorabilia and family cobwebs and dust and stuff. So anyway, this song kind of came out of the woodwork, and we're going to play it for you. So, ready? One, two, three, four. Walking down memory street, pictures of this and words of that, places and faces so long away, call me back to another day. I smile and cry and find every emotion in between. On memory's dusty road, now I'm back in time to that giddy laugh, new love words of hope and future, exciting and scary and heart pounding too. I remember the roller coaster ride as if it were yesterday. That dusty road walk together, lightning bolts of love and hope, goodness and life, hardship too, pets and class pictures, flowers pressed in books. Mama saved my artwork and report cards, a smiley face she drew in the margin next to the teacher's remarks. Jean would do better if she applied herself and stopped talking to her neighbor. It's truly a favorite piece in my collection. I save these things, these walks into the air of distant past, just like my mama did before me. I'll take her sentimental legacy, and oh, to remember the long stretch, that dusty road home. Oh, oh. Some nervous laughter in the audience. Do I detect a couple of you may have had that same report card, perhaps? I don't know. Just saying. I do have that still in my collection. It's one thing I could not throw away. It was hysterical. I love especially that my mom laughed about it even back then. And she knew that how could I become a songwriter if I didn't talk to my neighbor. Anyway, so this next song is in a total different vein. It's my absolute favorite on the new CD, and Bill's accompaniment on it is especially sassy. And but yeah, I don't know. I just decided it was sassy. But in the CD release, which is going to be April 30th in this cool old church, almost as cool as this, but it's a cool big old church that's turned into someone's home that they occasionally open up to artists to come perform and do various arts kinds of events, but we're going to have the whole group of people who are guest musicians on my album for that one night, string players, clarinet, Amy DeNio, I don't know if you know her, but she's a world-renowned clarinet, accordion, everything player, but she's going to be part of that show, and Anyway, this song, you kind of have to picture some beautiful strings on this, but this is called Lullaby. Ready? Myron, do we have time for one more? Do we have time for one more? Okay, perfect. All right, I'm going to turn this.
I'm going to turn you on.
Thank you.
No, keep
going. The handy thing about wearing a summer dress when you can't stand that it's still winter and it's spring is that it has really nice pockets for my harmonica. Confounded and really trying to stretch it to be summer, but it's just not really summer. All right. So this song is the favorite song I think that Bill and I've ever co-written. This is one of our first songs we co-wrote, and it's called Side by Side, and it's off of my last album, my third CD. And so thank you so much for listening to us. And this is it. This is a good message for everybody just to stay side by side, especially when you're cold. All right, ready? Touch my soul with the brush of your hand. heart in your hand. And ooh, baby, ooh, it's true that you and I stay side by side, by side. First time I've tried to play the harmonica while laughing because of the dog.
So you can buy her CDs.
Yeah, I have my new brand new CD here. I'm so excited. Dream it's just been born. It's called Dream of Goats.
Why goats? What's the
It's just a long story, but it was a song called Dream of Goats that came out of a songwriting challenge, and the song was so bizarre and quirky and had goats and stuff in it that I decided if I just tack on the word dream of, like it's a dream, that it couldn't be quite as bizarre if it really happened in real life. So it became a pastel that I made, and it's my album, and very proud and happy with it. So
it's got your
and Bill co-produced it as well, and Bill engineered it. So
anyway. Where are you going to next on the
I'm going to my hometown to play in Bellingham on the 16th, and to a sold-out Big House concert there.
Yeah,
very excited about that. And then April 30th is the big release in Seattle with, as I said, one night only with all the players. It's very wonderful. So, and there's going to be tons of cupcakes. And probably Sunny eating tape. I was sitting there playing the harmonica trying not to laugh while he was... plastic wrap. He's looking for the goods inside.
Yeah. Well, you know, now we all get to walk around just like little Sunny and... warm up a little bit. It will have a short 10-minute intermission, but when you hear the drums, gather up, because we're going to start a second half that's going to just blow you away. Don't forget, we just got a couple of restrooms, but you know you might want to go there. And also, we're supporting the Young Women's Christian Association, YWCA, this evening, so feel your generosity just overflowing. And the Washington Women in Need is a fantastic organization helping give women the tools they need to move onward with their lives. Yes.
Okay, enjoy about 10 minutes, 5 minutes of intermission. We're going to keep it short so you can get some fuel to heat up again. Then we're going to come back. And we've got the drumming to bring us back. The Sound Bites Orchestra will do a medley again for you. And Claudia Schmidt, who will heat up this place. So... just a bit of a break, and we'll be right back.